even telling them. Suddenly, I'm so grateful to Oscar for admitting he's scared, too. Now I don't have to feel as if I'm going crazy all by myself. You know what Poppy says? Oscar asks. His voice is real quiet, as if we're in a secret place together. You can't be brave if you're not scared. I know exactly what he means. Oscar sure seems a lot older and wiser than when he used to ask Mrs. Brown a lot of questions. I smile back at him. He leans toward me, and for a moment, I think he's actually going to whisper a secret in my ear. But instead, his lips touch my cheek. It's an odd moment to be getting my first kiss.
Well, it looks like Anita's feelings about Oscar are changing. He kissed her on the cheek, and she seems pretty happy about it. Do you think Oscar was right when he said, "You can't be brave if you're not scared"? That sounded sort of strange at first, but if you think about it, it makes sense. It's not hard to be calm and cool and do the things you need to do when you have nothing to be afraid of. But when you feel really scared all the time and you make yourself act calm and get on with your life, that takes bravery. Let's keep reading. Start after the space on page 93 where it says, "Shortly after that."
Shortly after that, Poppy comes by to pick us up. He honks the horn for us to come quickly. Usually, he gets out of the car and visits with Doña Margot, Mrs. Mancini's mother, while Mundine and Maria de los Santos, Oscar's older sister, finish up their game of parcheesi. Doña Margot, who lives with the Mancinis, chaperones Maria de los Santos whenever boys come to visit. That means she hangs around Maria de los Santos to make sure nothing happens, rocking in her rocker and falling asleep after a while. Mundine, who just turned 15, has a terrible crush on Oscar's sister, who's a whole year older than he. She wears her hair down her back in one long braid, which she unbraids and rebraids whenever she gets nervous. At least her nails are intact. Doña Margot stands on the balcony and waves for Poppy to come in. Poppy waves back. No puedo, Doña Margot. Tengo un compromiso. He can't come in. He has a commitment. Maybe one of his after-dinner meetings with Tio Tony and his friends.